Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned to
Disorderly Conduct
with your host,
Vincent the Bay.
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 Hi there, honey. I'm number one-y.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
Gay or what? Check. Check. 2, 2, 1, 2, check. Disorderly Conduct. It is Sunday, June 16, 2013. Oh, yeah. Welcome to tonight's show. Is entitled Meet the Internet. It's where we try to wrap up the week's events on the internet and report them to you. I'm excited tonight because I have the folks from Chronicle.su joining me for an exclusive discussion on the amazing Twitter antics of Glenn Greenwald. Not Glenn Greenwald, Glenn Greenwald. And E. Joseph Snowden. These two accounts on Twitter have been able to dupe several media outlets and lots of dopey news fans, newsaholics. They were able to dupe a lot of people into retweeting disinfo from a parody account. I believe it's a parody account. I mean, it's not. I don't know. We'll get to the bottom of this with the Chronicle.su people. They seem to know what's going on with this whole thing. But earlier in the week, there was a Glenn Greenwald Twitter account that surfaced and was tweeting out all this random stuff. And people were mistaking it for Glenn Greenwald, who broke the Snowden NSA leaks story. And since then, the account, the Glenn Greenwald account, has been changed to Chronicle SU. And this has given the alternative news site thousands of unsuspecting followers. Meanwhile, the E. Joseph Snowden account continues to tweet about the absurd media coverage of the NSA surveillance program. I saw just before I got on the air, I saw that David Schuster, that dude who used to be with MSNBC, he actually tweeted out earlier that Barack Obama should pardon E. Joseph Snowden and use the E. Joseph Snowden Twitter handle in his tweet. I thought that was pretty funny. So I'm going to have the Chronicle.su staff here on the air to chit-chat about that. Also, all the anonymous drama continues. Derek Lostutter, a.k.a. KY Anonymous, continues to really raise a ton of cash for a potential legal defense fund, while at the same time getting tons of grief from a lot of the people in the Hive. And it got to the point where he was being so brazen on the Twitter that Jay Lederman out of nowhere told him to shut the fuck up and stop talking. And Jay Lederman's not even his lawyer. Jay Lederman's is partners with KY's lawyer. So that was pretty funny. There haven't been any. It's been almost 24 hours since KY has tweeted, and I know it's probably just eating him alive that he can't put himself out there. A lot of people are not happy with his fame fagging. Oh my God! And also earlier this week, Adrian Chen. Wrote a fawning 257-page story on KY for Gawker. I've been talking about that. I've been trying to get through this article. I'm almost done. I started it 4 days ago. It's pretty much a novel. And I hope to be finished with it, hopefully maybe sometime tomorrow. And on the opposite side of the spectrum, Nigger Christ produced a diss track dedicated to KY. And I have the diss track, and I'll play that later in the show, so stick around for that. Good times as per usual. Let's see. I want to do a quick big ups to the chit chatters, the early chit chatters in the chit chat room. I'm talking about a pouty girl, Asshurt Macfags, Becca Lena, Code Sect? It's all Elite Hacksaw style, so I don't know. Whatever. Code Sect. Chase for You. Chef Bonardee, iBots. What's up, iBots? iBots bots a lot of new stuff today and was tweeting it out. I think I saw that iBots bought some socks that had capes on them. I've never seen anything like that in my entire life. Socks that have capes on them. It's weird. Who else do we got in here? Josh 33. What up, Josh 33? Niggers in Paris in the house. What up, NIP? Sea Panther. Welcome, Sea Panther. Shadowfly in the house. Although Shadowfly changed his nickname, his screen name on Twitter to something that's not even fucking, it's like not even English and it's backwards. Who else do we have in here? Shady Playa. What up, Shady Playa? Shit Wizard in the house. Terry X. Terry X. Any relation to Commander, perchance? Who else do we have in here? Uranus News. Just an egg just dropped in. All right. Sweetness. Cool. So that's taken care of. Wow. I already have a board full of callers. Hopefully a couple of these are the Chronicle.su peeps. I'm going to go ahead and screen these calls and hopefully be right back with members. I'm sorry. Excuse me. Staff. How about I called them members earlier and got rid of, a slap on the wrist for calling them members. They're staff. So I'll have the staff of ChronicleSU.SU on here in just a minute. Stick around. We shall be right back here on Disorderly Conduct with Vince and the Bay. We'll be right back.
and show it to you. Right over there.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Call in now, biatches, 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
For the nigga who be talking loud and holding his dick, talking shit, he better lay low. For the bitch that said I got some shit up out of my dick, now she's sick, she better lay low. For the niggas who be claiming my hood and really ain't for my gang, better lay low. I hope he don't be thinking I'm just talking and I won't do a thing. Really hope so.
Aw, yeah. You already know what it is. It's Vince in the Bay. Back here for another edition of Disorderly Conduct. Very excited about tonight's show. And we have a star-studded lineup for you. It's pretty much the whole staff of the Chronicle.su is going to be here. And I'm going to welcome them on one by one, starting with our friend Kilgore. Welcome, Kilgore.
Hey, Vince. How's it going?
Pretty good, man. I'm doing well. Welcome to the show. And tell us, what is going on with this Glenn Greenwald and E. Joseph Snowden Twitter nonsense?
I don't know for sure, but they sure seem like agents of the Illuminati to me. But then again, they could just be your friendly Chronicle.su staff.
Right. Well, speaking of the friendly Chronicle.su staff, we also have Old Brutus here. Welcome, Old Brutus.
Thank you, Vince. As always, it's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, it's great to have you back. It's been a little while. I hope you don't collapse a lung on air again.
You know, it makes me feel good that you remember that, Vince. It's been a coon's age.
I was legitimately concerned about you. I mean, you collapsed a lung live on air,
What was amazing?
I don't even know where that was. Like a year ago, maybe. I wouldn't know where to find it in the archives, but
it was 2 years ago.
It was such a valiant effort on your part. You collapsed along on the show, but would not let that dissuade you from continuing on. And you finished the show, and it was awesome. That was a fun show. And then you went to the hospital, I believe, and almost died.
And then I did well. I mean, it was weird because the nurses. It was this like backwoods. I was living in the woods in the mountains at this time, and at this hospital, all they really knew how to do was feed me Percocets. They didn't actually they didn't know what they were doing, and I was in bad hands. But I did your show from my hospital bed too. Maybe two nights later.
Yeah.
After that.
Yeah, I remember that too. Oh, so dramatic.
Loaded on Percocets.
Oh, so jealous too. Okay.
It was a heaven tonight.
Speaking of Percocets, we have Tyler Bass with us as well. Welcome, Tyler.
How's it going, Vince? It's great to be on the show.
Oh, it's great to have you, dude. Welcome back.
Yeah.
It's a pleasure to have all three of you guys on right now to help get to the bottom of this Glenn Greenwald account that suddenly morphed into Chronicle SU. What's that all about?
Well, we were able to swap out the followers. It's fucking wild that's actually a capability. And, it's not really too hard. I mean, that was Brutus's doing over there. But, I mean, we've only lost, 300 people after we've done that who I hope to God have actually put this shit together. But I wouldn't put it past them not doing so. But the Snowden account, which we swapped it out, is still growing followers. People still find, conspiracy theories about Al Roker and weather control pretty amusing. So, and I get some good genuine thanks. People still saying, God bless me and all that. I'm a shit trader, and all that. So good times.
Did you happen to see David Schuster tweeting E. Joseph Snowden handle?
I did, and in fact, that's the big reason that Adif has brought me onto his show. I guess to show that, well, they got duped by us, but they still possess enough lingering media power to actually drag us on there. Yeah, I went on their show the other day, and some guy, was grilling me over the media ethics of having perpetrated this goofy fucking fraud on people. But, I as I review in a piece I just wrote about this for Chronicle SU, I mean, investigative journalists have pretended to be insane people like Nellie Bly in order to investigate, at least the conditions of people in insane asylums. So I think there's a decent analogy there, but I'm not saying I'm some gigantic authority on the NSA or anything, but by that same token, they seem more interested in that than, perhaps the notion that D&I Clapper should be brought up on perjury charges or investigated for lying to Congress for wittingly gathering American data, which I think is at least a little more interesting than, our group, but, go figure.
Now, Brutus, you
just okay, to a secret so, court.
Brutus, you were behind the Greenwild
nope,
account.
No, that was Kilgore Trout.
Oh, that was Kilgore. Okay, all right.
I didn't.
Now is that the same? Was that the same parody account that's been out there for a couple months already? Because there's been a Glenn Greenwald parody account already for a while, like way before this shit came up.
Oh,
was
yeah,
guys,
and now, only
somebody,
now
yeah.
has it been suspended. No, it's been the same account, the same one. I've done a lot of Glenn Greenwalding. This is not the first Glenn Greenwald story, or the first set. There are a couple of, and it's not really even a Glenn Greenwald story. It's all Joseph, it's both him and Joseph Snowden. They're the really interesting couple who's taken on the United States. And you know what? Impersonating them, it's not what we're doing. We're doing a parody account, and it's been around for a long time, and only now have they suspended Greenwild. And, geez, I mean, if that's not obviously a parody, I don't know what is. I mean, they didn't even suspend Joseph Snowden. They didn't suspend him, but they suspended Greenwald.
Well, it's in fairness to Twitter that was
parody.
But there was no way to
verify
it.
Go ahead, Brutus.
Well, I was just going to add to Kilgore's point there that there was no way to verify that Snowden account, and that people would even like, and I think that's why it wasn't deleted immediately. But Greenwald, Tyler seems to believe that Greenwald himself complained about it, that he has pretty thin skin, and that Glenn Greenwald himself probably complained. You think?
Completely agree with that.
I said it was possible. It's certainly a very ironic possibility considering he's this, holier-than-thou civil libertarian. And certainly I respect his points about, victims of drone strikes. I think he's got a lot of compassion and sensitivity there. I also think he tends to take things like this overwhelmingly too personally. I think that certainly who should be more responsible than some dummy and not even accurately named Glenn Greenwald account are these people who purport to be serious journalists who are obviously willing to engage in clickbait and sensationalism just to get on the ground floor of anything. That needs to be more blame here than that. And that should really reflect on the rest of their coverage. And I'm going to include in this hilarious roster of tomfoolery, Reason editor Nick Gillespie, Rosie Gray of BuzzFeed, of course, David Schuster, as you just mentioned, Cory Doctorow, the co-editor of Boing Boing. A former a Reuters social media editor fell into this one. I mean, a co-author of a book with Glenn Beck, which you shouldn't have fucking been trusting to begin with. I hope that's needless to say. I mean, they walked right into that goddamn wall. No verification. I mean, by the way, and as Brutus started to say, the idea that this could have been verified and people were asking to do that shows that these people who supposedly had some degree of gratitude towards Snowden, really weren't listening to what he had to say, which is that, of course, Twitter would be handing over that sort of foreign intelligence information about this guy's location, which he would never want to be, given away. So, Go figure.
Right. Let's bring on another person that I believe is a co-conspirator in the E. Joseph Snowden nonsense. I believe we have Asshurt MacFags with us now. What's up, Asshurt?
What's up, Vince? Thanks for having me on. It's been a while.
Yeah, I know. Days. So, so you were you helped collaborate on this this piece of Twitter parody art. You know, sort of artistic experiment. Is that were you, what was your
yeah,
angle here,
Essentially, Oscar? Tyler hit me up and was pretty much just laughing his ass off and was like, "Do you want to take the reins?" I'm like, "All right, let's roll with this for a little bit." And so I started tweeting out Ron Paul shit, like quotes and whatnot. And you know, you buy bitcoins and. Just like a bunch of fucking stupid shit that's like that somebody would say that is involved in this kind of scandal, and not even like it's like the beauty lies in its tepidity, I suppose. Like everything that I did was just so banal and whatever, and like tweeting out like Tyler said, just responding to every positive comment with thanks. Thank you. It's just fucking hysterical.
You can't extradite an idea, E. Joseph Snowden.
Well, you probably can.
I like this one. I like this one. Valley Forge, the beaches of Normandy, Hong Kong.
So, yeah, we ran with it for a long time, and, like, it was, like, 3 days that we fucking were rocking the account, and for those 3 days, I was seriously laughing my ass off the entire time, and I tried to get a bunch of people from Yon and Anon Yops to retweet it, and, like, no one would listen, and then once Kilgore did the Greenwild tweet,
that's when it broke.
AKA Ananta World, yeah. He tweeted out with the Yon hashtag endorsing the Edwards, the Snowden account as legit.
I'm a purple
which
pill
was
eater.
Fucking hilarious.
I'm a purple pill
and even
eater.
Adrian 4chan was like,
Snowden.
Are you dead fucking serious?
Well, I mean, there were some serious points that I wanted to get into, too. Like, for example, and a lot of people seem to think this was an enthralling point, but, you know, it's the whole mystique of never trusting anyone. They're all in on it, where I said that I pointed out that the Washington Post and the Guardian had, in fact, refused to release a lot of the information that Snowden, the real Snowden, had wanted them to, because, as the Barton Gellman of the Washington Post told me directly in an email, they thought a lot of it was classified for a really good reason. And so, and then that's just our, like, bread and butter, folks. I mean, at that point, I was like, oh, man, they're CIA plants. Oh, no, I didn't know that they were working for the government, covering up the truth. And that's hilarious because, you know what, maybe it's true that that information would have, like, hurt America had the Post or the Guardian released it. But the point is, we can't really know that. And it's important to point out that, you know, in the case of a so-called whistleblower like this, and we can't really know if the rest of his information is good or really even helpful, although what he has released is, but it was good to point out that, hey, we're still relying on these filters of these mainstream media journalists. And they have an agenda that may or may not include the best interests of the country. It could include keeping their access, staying out of jail. I mean, like, you know, Peter King of the New York congressman has been stupidly and retardedly saying that Glenn Greenwald should go to jail for this, which is ridiculously fascist.
which is why Liebel Drucker is wholeheartedly endorsing the push to extradite and
yes, execution, execution,
yeah.
Straight to Guantanamo, straight to Guantanamo.
After many months of torture and waterboarding,
yes, Guantanamo for a couple of years, dry him out. Then have
Guantanamo
a debate.
For King? I agree.
Matchbox 20. Matchbox 20. 24 hours a day.
Oh, my
Nickelback.
God.
Nickelback. Nickelback.
Oh, Santana solo all day, every day.
Or Epic.
Yeah,
Rock
you
guy.
Wish. He's going straight to China. He's going to defect.
He didn't stay longer than Manning for his trial. I mean, as far as to even begin.
It probably
I love
it
this one. I love this
will
one.
Be longer
I like this
Manning.
One. Al Roker, still trying to control the weather. E. Joseph Snowden.
You know, I've been suffering from a three-day blackout, and I'm sure that it was due to weather control. They have these new things called Derricos, which are higher than the squall line or something. And we keep having these every year, and it's just knocking all the trees out. I've never seen storms like this before.
Totally
chemtrails are involved.
I knew these Ron Paul guys. I knew that they, you know, they're ubiquitous on the internet. You know, they post stuff with no verification at all because they're so heavily ideological. All the John Birch people are so conspiratorial. It's all a goddamn conspiracy. Everything the government does, everything is just about depopulation or just, you know, megalomaniacal control. And I think while there is a shade of truth in that, I knew they would be the people to exactly latch on to this. And I hope everyone's noticed, and a lot of the media has pointed this out, that people's opinion about, you know, NSA overreach is so heavily dependent on people's partisan affiliations. You know, when Bush was doing this, all the Democrats are freaked out. Now all the Obamanoids are, like, defending this left and right, especially, like, Oliver Willis at Media Matters, Josh Marshall at Talking Points Memo. They're just so fucking shameless. Glenn Greenwald once said that Obama could rape a nut on national TV and the Democrats would still love him, you know. And they, and Pelosi's daughter was tweeting at me that there's some doubt because of that remark that he even condones rape whatsoever. I mean, how shameless is that, you know? How shameless can these people get that they're saying that Glenn Greenwald supports rape? Or when the Washington Post today publishes stories about, you know, Snowden's, like, quote-unquote alluring photos that he took of himself or that he likes anime. You know, they're going to just set him up like he's some gay rapist and he's a deviant and we should all give way more of a damn about his own sexual foibles and his crotch than, you know, our Fourth Amendment being, like, gang raped in prison by thugs and tricksters
and
bureaucrats you can never fire ever.
Hey, guys, I'm so concerned about the government spying on me. Here's a bunch of shirtless pics from me when I was 20 and wanted everyone to love me on the internet. And I showed them all of my wife all of the time. But I want to end the panopticon. This is terrible, people. Terrible!
So,
game
I have a
over,
question.
America.
I have a question. I just heard that Glenn Greenwald and Snowden started working together a month before Snowden even started at Booz Allen. What's that all about?
China. I have no clue.
Just thought it was an interesting factoid that it'd be interesting to see the timeline on this. Like, when did Greenwald come in contact with this guy? You know, this guy worked at the CIA for 8 straight years, and then all of a sudden they throw him in he gets a job as a contractor.
I think what you have to know is that there's a revolving door between these contractors like Booz Allen and some of the other big defense contractors and intelligence agencies. And while he might just be a system administrator, that doesn't mean he's not a skillful person or an intelligent person. And most people within the information security industry will discount a system administrator as someone who just, you know, goes through the motions. However, if you're at this high-ranking position within this classified company, you obviously possess skills that other people don't. And I think that I honestly believe that people do what they think is right. And there's more people like him out there that see what's going on, that are working within the government and are like, this is fucked up. And we need to do something about it. And he just did something about it. I don't know.
Yeah, sir, are you there?
So his girlfriend's, yeah, his girlfriend is quite a slut, right?
You know, I heard some rumblings. I saw somebody tweeting him about somebody reporting about his girlfriend.
Hello?
What about his girlfriend?
Welcome back. We were just talking about Snowden's slut girlfriend. I bet she's on birth control,
oh,
too, and
yeah,
even got the HPV
she's...
vaccine, permanent wetness. She's a pole
Did
dancer.
Did you see her nude picture? Oh,
I saw
God.
Her partially nude pictures.
Wow,
and
she's
frankly,
got nudes?
Like...
Where? Where are
yeah,
the nudes? Are they? How is that not on Chronicle.su?
Can you distribute those on Tor Chat, please?
Oh, hey, I have a question for Kilgore. Hey, Kilgore, are you guys still doing that Fred Phelps homosexual fantasy fiction contest?
No, I never wrote anything.
Oh, Jesus Christ, dude. You should have came on the show and promoted it, Brad.
Well, if anyone out there wants to write a short fiction about Fred Phelps, you know, doing anything you can imagine, the more depraved, the better, the more... Yeah, you know, of course it's got to be a hilarious parody, but, if you know, you can write in to press@chronicle.su, and our staff will look over your terrible writing, and we'll just make fun of it or something. We'll get a reward or something. I don't know. We'll do something.
Yeah,
we,
yeah they can. They, it looks like they can contact you guys at press@chronicle.su.
We'll
there
That's
are.
Right.
I would love. Yeah, press@chronicle.su. I would love to first a co-partner with the good people over at literatica.org who actually do seasonal competitions. And, you know, they actually do some posting of news. I'd love to get them involved, get the very talented
that.
People and contributors, you know, involved. And I think it would just be a win-win situation for all partners involved.
Even
I think
especially
everyone's afraid of getting sued.
Yeah.
It's totally
very litigious.
There's lots of there's five rules, though. No sex act is off the table. And in fact, the more depraved the story, the more points. Real stories of actual incidents of Fred Phelps's flagrant homosexuality earn more points.
That's a joke, Vince. That's a joke. People aren't supposed to do that. That's illegal. Well, actually, no, that's fine if it's his daughter or something.
That's right.
Okay, number three.
If it's actually true, it's cool.
Fred
if you
just
really
change the name,
like,
come on. I mean, we can have all the fun necessary with this, with just like his name's Fred Phillips or something, you know, whatever. I mean, whatever. You know, the legal problems with this, like the Falwell case, are just so easy to jump through for all intents and purposes.
Well, it's also rule number four is really important, though. It says we must be able to masturbate to your story, or it will earn no points.
That's the most important rule. It's the only rule. All the other rules are jokes. That's the only rule that counts.
But there has
to
be a love story. I mean, like, I'm thinking of a Brokeback Mountain scenario. I mean, I think you could have two scenarios. One is where, like, he's this, like, the guy who thinks he's straight who's then seduced into a fun time, or he's the guy actually going after a straight guy, you know, who he just, like, opens a new world to, opens a new horizon, you know. Like, I think that could be really appealing, too. You know, and I think that would do a lot for their image, because instead of being someone who, like, tells you to hate, be someone who just, like, you know, helps someone else find out something really new and beautiful and also very, very erotic about themselves. And I think
And to hate it, and teaches them to hate it.
Absolutely. That's what I think about, like, the Herman Cain fanfic that was posted a while back. I mean, it just exposed so much about, like, all of our sexuality.
And really who the man was, too.
I mean,
it's one of the greatest
kind of
pieces ever written about human sexuality, in fact. That is like, you read that. That's what kids should get for sex ed, is that Herman Cain. How was the title? It was just fanfic. I don't remember the title.
I Am America. It's I Am America or Herman Cain
America.
Fanfic. I'm not even from the computer, by the way.
I Am America.
Herman Cain is like the second coming of fucking MLK, right?
He's
He's speaking the truth about this NSA stuff. He said on Twitter, the Democrats let it happen to themselves, man. Herman Cain, all the money once again, you know.
Oh, just wait till 2016.
So about blank in my chat room has already started some Fred Phelps fiction. He says it will start. He will rape Vincent the Bay wearing black leather plus a ball gag. He'll be innocently.
That's so boring.
I will be innocently seduced by Fred Phelps at a military funeral picket in a field of wildflowers.
And all the children are getting beat
That's
on the
fun.
Side, and I mean, where's the
okay?
Ibot
says that she's writing about him ending up in Bukkake. Fred Phelps.
Oh, I like that.
Fred Phelps. Yeah, you know what? I've always wondered, how come there's no female Bukkake videos where it's like one dude with a bunch of chicks squirting all over him? How come you never see that?
Dude, that's an awesome
idea.
There
are, actually.
Vince. Oh, are there?
And what do you call that? Is that also
called? Well, female ejaculation is still like basically the Bermuda Triangle of sexuality. I was looking at the Wikipedia page on this a few days ago, and there's a very hot, no pun intended, debate on whether that's in fact urine. Or what the source of the liquids are. I mean, seriously, there's like not very much consensus over what's going down there. I've been straight for years, and the female orgasm is still basically Bigfoot. You know, I still don't understand it. I don't know if it's real.
Dude, I've seen some videos.
I actually made the whole thing up.
Fucking water,
yeah,
bro.
I made up the female orgasm.
I'm intrigued,
me.
Vince, by your by these tales of the video of the women encircling a man and squirting prostatic fluid on him. Can you tell me more?
Have you ever been to X Hamster?
It's the homepage on my browser. So what do you think?
Okay, we are joined tonight, of course, by the staff of Chronicle.su. I've got Tyler Bass, Assert MacFags on timeout for a second, so I could just do a radio reset here. Old Brutus and Kilgore, they have all collaborated on this little Twitter troll where they made up these parody accounts and duped a bunch of people that happened to include some actual media types, like air quotes, legit media types. So if you want to call in and ask them anything, the number is 347-826-7667. Kilgore, I know that you are in, you're working off really low battery power. So
let me check here, Vince. I got 2 bars, man. I'm doing pretty good.
All right. That means we'll have you for a while. Great. But as we radio reset here, anything else you wanted to add about this? Any other anecdotes that you want to share with us about this E. Joseph Snowden account? Any other funny things that have happened?
Oh, well.
Go ahead. I mean, there are a lot of funny tweets, and if people want to go back and look at the exact lines, me and Assert here, we're going through. I urge you to just go look at the feed. Some of them are funny. I mean, I guess my personal favorite I'll share is when I said, more forthcoming, but you need to go get a 3D printer or you're going to have to equip your daughters with suicide pills. I think that's just awesome. And I also think it's funny that a lot of people who were like libertarians really latched onto this because they just loved that someone else loved their like demented free market ideology where social services are like bringing our civilization to an end. I think that's utterly hysterical, you know.
I agree. We kind of exploited that libertarian fervency like crazy.
That teacot tag, top conservatives on Twitter, are, you know, that Robert McCain's always using. Ooh, I knew that was right.
Oh, totally. Everyone loved that chat. And then just quoting Ron Paul every once in a while, and then quoting Rand Paul. Like,
but Tyler mentioned going on David Schuster's TV show, or his network, Take Action News. They did an interview with Tyler, and tweeting out the headline, this guy really wanted to, you know, make it seem like he really wanted to, you know, sensationalize it. How did that interview go, Tyler? He gave Tyler credit for Glenn Greenwald, which is true. Tyler's done a couple of Glenn Greenwaldings. It's very true, but I felt like that guy, and this is not nothing of Tyler's fault. But this guy,
I told Marins repeatedly that I didn't make the account. In my initial phone call, when an aide reached out to me of his, I made it perfectly clear that that was an older account. The timeline kind of bears it up. I mean, I don't know why they ran with that. They just wanted to get on the ground floor of it.
Right.
The Greenwald timeline was great. I mean, there were some gold fucking tweets. Because, I mean, there were only like 48 tweets when you first started tweeting out whatever.
Hey, Asshurst. Hey, Asshurst.
Yeah.
Can I interrupt you for a second?
No.
Earlier, yeah, okay, well then, just keep going. Earlier, I started to talk over Kilgore when he was about to tell us what it was like to run the Greenwald tweet. And I, you know, I'm sorry I did that, but I think this is a good opportunity for us to hear some of these golden moments from the Greenwald account, because I didn't even know that he ran it. One of our researchers called me on the phone and was like, all right, who's behind the Greenwild thing? And she's like, Chronicle.su, I know, but just tell me who. And I said, I really don't know, because I had no idea he'd been running this thing up to like 1,500.
People thought I ran it just because I was tweeting from the
Kilgore of Greenwild.
Yeah,
Snowden
the best moment.
Town. Kilgore
Greenwild
was the only
verified
one who
Snowden.
Had Greenwild.
Assert, are you on a different show right now? Assert, are you on a different show?
Excuse me?
You know what, folks? We haven't played this game in a while, but I think it's high time we did.
That theme.
Bruce,
no. I know this game, and I don't... What is this game?
This is a new game to Brutus, probably.
Right.
He hasn't listened
to it. Play the game, asshole.
All right, here we go. Are you ready to
literally play this game?
That's right. It's time to play What the Fuck Is Asshurst Drunk On Tonight? We have polled over 9,000 listeners to the program, and we asked them what they thought Assert MacFags was fucked up on tonight. Top 10 answers are on the board. We're going to start with Kilgore. Kilgore.
She's been drinking cocktails.
You got to be a little more specific.
Okay. I have no idea. She's been drinking gluten-free apple cider.
That's your final answer?
No. She's been drinking just straight vodka out of the bottle.
Yeah.
Straight vodka. Okay, straight vodka.
Very
hey,
close.
Stoli's.
There's 10 answers. You could be right. It could be up there. Let's see. Survey said... No, sorry. Let's go now to Shadow DXS.
Very close,
let's go to Shadow DXS. Shadow DXS. We polled over 9,000 listeners, asked them what they thought Assert MacFags was fucked up on tonight. Top 10 answers on the board. What do you think?
I'm actually disqualified from answering that because I'm in a tiny chat with her and I can see what she's drinking.
Well, oh. Okay. Well, that
go to the next one. Go to the next one, Vince.
You don't want to try?
No, I can't because I know what she's drinking.
Blow the game.
Bro, back on mute. Old Brutus, Top 10 answers on the board. What do you think Assert MacFags is fucked up on tonight?
Top 10, barbiturates, paint thinner, gasoline, gasohol, ethanol, pure grain.
Okay, final answer?
In that order. In that order, yeah.
All right.
Final answer.
Okay. Survey said?
Barbiturates, I wish.
Oh, number three.
Oh!
Number three answer. Wow, top five. That's pretty good. Tyler Bass, top 10 answers on the board. Brutus got number three. What do you think Assert MacFax is fucked up on tonight?
Ooh, okay. What is boxed wine, Alex?
Could never.
Wrong show format. No, you just what cocktail? I mean, what type of alcoholic beverage do you think she's using to get intoxicated tonight?
Yeah, boxed wine. That's my final answer.
Oh, boxed wine. Boxed wine. Got it. Survey said. Number nine. Very good. Very good. Let's go now to J-Vab. What's up, J-Vab?
Hey, what's up, Dad? I think I got the number one answer. I think she's drunk. I definitely think she's drunk of some of that great J-Vab's adrenaline rush.
Is that another way of saying your semen?
Yes, sir.
All right, let's look at the board. Survey said. Nope, sorry. All right, thanks for playing, everybody. Assert, what are you fucked up on tonight?
Well, Vince, it's been a long night. I'm currently hanging out with Plus One. She's sitting right next to me, and so we are drinking what kind of liquid is this? Good evening, BTR. We are drinking Rebel Yell Kentucky Bourbon from Trader Joe's, which costs $10 for a nice big bottle.
Wow. Have you guys started fondling?
Before that, I had a margarita and a couple shots of vodka.
Have you started fondling each other yet?
Obviously. Like, that's the first thing you do when you hang out with your girlfriend.
Oh, really?
Fondle each other.
Now tell me more. Hello?
No, Vince. This is not good radio.
I'm on cam right now, and I'm like, God,
this is terrible radio. You can't just talk about lesbian isms.
You show with J-Bab, two white girls on cam right now. Do you know what kind of bad this is going through J-Bab mind? I'm stuttering right now.
Wait,
J-Bab,
right
are you in the chat?
Nah, but one of my spies.
One of his spies is. Right on. Well, hey, everybody. It's we're getting down to the end of hour number one of the program. I want to thank my guests so far tonight.
Power, guys.
You're going. I'm doing a radio reset and putting Assert MacFags on hold. That's right, folks. Really appreciate everybody tuning in tonight and hanging out. We're hanging out with the staff.
Ooh.
Of Chronicle.su. I got Kilgore, Old Brutus, and Tyler Bass. We also got J-Vab up in here, and Assert, and also Shadow DXS, who's on timeout as well. If you want to join this cavalcade of mediocrity, we're going to keep it going for another hour. Just call in 347-826-7667. All right, Assert, you're back.
Hey, Vince.
Hi.
What's up?
Nothing, dude.
What else are we going to talk about tonight?
Are we not live right now? We're not live, are we?
No, we're not. We're not. We're in the green room right now.
Okay.
Is this a fake hang-up?
I feel at home in the green room.
No,
green
dude.
Room, it's homey.
We're definitely in the green room, that's the thing, because I have a correspondent next to me.
wrong.
Still, how come KY Anonymous keep ducking on Nigga Christ on the battle? And I love that diss track Nigga Christ that made. It was awesome.
I want to answer some questions in the chat room. Anon 000 or something or other says, Vince, were you going to have that Iranian girl on at some point? Yeah, she was going to come on tonight, but it was going to be too late for her. But I think we're going to do a show with her on Wednesday. What do you guys think about the Iranian election?
I don't really know what to think of it yet. I haven't really read much of the news on that. And in fact, for most of the whole Snowden thing, I was really flying blind on most of the news about it for the first 3 days. I mean, I was just spouting, you know, platitudes about conspiracies that I had heard, I'd be interested to learn more about it. I hope this guy is like somewhat too a little bit more kind to women, you know, than Ahmadinejad was. That's what I hope.
Well, this dude is basically
telling me I gotta vote for. First of all, this is my question for the panel, right? Does this make me a government snitch? Now, since NASA is out there, everybody is giving away information.
NASA conspiracy.
Oh my! Can I ask my question, please? All right.
Yeah,
now,
go ahead. Does this make you up before?
Does this make JBab a government snitch if JBab makes a website that gives away free teddy bears? But when you sign up to get your free teddy bear, you have to put your info. And when I get your info, I turn around and I sell it to the government. Does that make me a governmental snitch?
Not by my definition. No.
I have no.
Okay.
I'm gonna say.
I consider you an entrepreneur. No, not a snitch.
That's a free market solution.
Oh, is it? Yeah, because
absolutely.
I was thinking of getting some.
You are part of the solution to the data problem.
I was just trying to like make some bread off of them because I'm watching this KY Jelly dude and he's making a lot of bread.
KY Jelly. I love it.
Did you hear KY got fucking shut the fuck up by
Jay Lederman? Yeah.
The Nigger Christ track is not getting the publicity it's supposed to be getting because the Nigger Christ track is awesome. That was an awesome
The Nigger Christ night. Track is fucking incredible. It's amazing.
Yeah.
And
all
the
right.
one that got banned,
Shadow,
I re-uploaded, and it's incredible.
Okay. Shadow, what do you think about the Nigger
okay.
Christ district?
What do you think about what?
Hey, Shadow,
what
do you think? Have you heard Nigger Christ's diss track of KY?
I just heard it in Tiny Chat. I thought it was fucking hilarious.
Yeah, it's pretty good, isn't it?
Yeah.
His production is off the charts, man. That's a fucking banger right there.
I would actually consider paying for a ringtone of that.
Hell yeah.
Okay, he's got, like, the ring. The reverse.
Hey, DX, they even got your name calling out in that Ham Robbie diss track. They was like, DX Shadow was cooking in the kitchen. I heard that shit.
Oh, there's a Ham Robbie diss? Hold on.
That was J-Bab, man. That was some other dude who sounded like J-Bab making that rap song. That was J-Bab.
I gotta find that diss track. Hold up. All right.
Go to hoodhaters.com. It's up there.
In the meantime, we're gonna take a little break here and visit this diss track that we were just discussing. This is new from Nigger Christ. Fuck KY, right here on your Vince of the Bay Meet the Internet program, right here live on Blog Talk Radio. If you want to join us, it's 347-826-7667. We'll be back after these words from Nigger Christ.
KY bitch nigga. KY bitch nigga. KY bitch nigga.
What's that on that beat?
Fuck KY, fuck KY, nigga, rolling in the east, ain't nobody know why, nigga. Fuck KY, fuck KY, nigga, rolling in the east, ain't nobody know why, nigga. Going in, for the kill, aiming for the head. Don't fuck with niggas, they be talking with the feds. You think you anonymous, boy, you know you're weak. NC, straight apologize, back your ass and speak. They've seen
up lying on the Twitter. How you so great and you're gonna be acquitted? Shit, what I said in the last one, I really meant. Hope you posted up and stay away from leaking trends. NC, don't be taking murders like the Yeezus. Say, my boys, all you want the rap game need us. Put your pussy ass in place so everybody know. Daryl Lowe's still a dumb motherfucker, hit the road. Nigga crap, bitch. Going in hard on your ass. Fuck you, bitch.
For each hacker, I want to just skeet down your fucking throats, you little fucking faggots.
Conduct with your host Vince in the Bay.
Don't quit your day job.
Mentre la multinazionale Thomson si è impadronita di tutti I brevetti della DPL e la ricerca ufficiale sembra si sia concentrata su applicazioni industriali di scarso interesse sociale e comunicativo, il sogno dei pionieri delle realtà virtuali perché queste siano condivise da più persone ed economicamente accessibili a tutti sembra allontanarsi. Ma la sperimentazione indipendente non si è fermata e oggi, grazie ad alcuni geniali creativi, è possibile accedere a dei sistemi di realtà virtuale a basso costo e condivisibili. Parliamo di Rentro 86, un finale in gran costo.
Finish him!
Fighters are really something else.
Flawless victory. Friendship.
Call in now, biatches. 347-826-7667. And now your host, Vince in the Bay.
What a silly Negro.
Remember, children, never trust your teachers. They're paid by the state. E. Joseph Snowden. Hello, Redacted. Thank you for reading, Redacted. Your Redacted is very important to us. Please send all Redacted to Redacted. E. Joseph Snowden. Sorry, but we don't talk to reporters. We trade them as property. E. Joseph Snowden. Those are just a couple of highlights from this glorious Twitter account that is still up on the internet. It's E. Joseph Snowden on Twitter. The brainchild of one of our guests tonight, Kilgore.
No.
Kilgore.
No.
What?
No. I did Greenwild, not Joseph Snowden.
Oh, wait. You guys
Snowden was entirely launched by another.
No,
not Brutus. Nope. The least likely of all, and actually the most likely, Tyler Bass.
Okay.
Because
Tyler
he's the only one left. Except Prasser. Or is she? I don't know.
Whatever. Kudos, dudes.
Old Brutus was getting me on G-Chat just now, and he was saying there was a funny Kilgore story that he wanted to tell about all this, and I was gonna encourage Kilgore to let that loose.
Go for it.
What story? I told a story.
Someone in the Greenwild account, before anybody knew about it, he had to have some major victories to get you all those followers.
Oh, yeah. Well, he had a couple hundred followers. But it wasn't ever about followers with Greenwild. It's about retweets. He got thousands, and he's got lots of retweets in his past. Lots of retweets.
I respected him. I thought he was the real Greenwald for a while.
No, Greenwald is a much more sophisticated chap than Greenwald.
And that's why the media just ate him up when he finally confirmed the actual
everything they
this
do.
Is Billy Snowden. Yeah, right. Yeah.
Right.
And that was
the
magic of it. Right when Tyler had this Joseph Snowden account really built up and people were like, is it real? Is it not real? What do we believe? Out came Greenwild. Yo, it's the real deal. You can trust him. We were asleep and we woke up the next morning and we had 4,400 followers.
It was a great time.
Yeah, Euronon News really walked into the brick wall there. I mean, good Lord. That was the dynamic that set it off. By the end of it, Ari Melber at Newsweek was following Greenwild by the time Twitter took it down. So it was Dylan Radigan, formerly of MSNBC. So there was a great deal of news
cool,
about
cool.
this.
Oh, cool. I love Dylan Radigan. He's great.
Yeah, he is. He's great. He is
I
awesome.
Loved him. I
he
loved him
awesome.
When he was on – I thought he was best when he was on Fast Money. Do you remember
okay.
that show?
No. I used to actually professionally transcribe his MSNBC morning show back during the whole Obamacare thing.
Oh,
I love
God.
That he coined the term in popular as corporate communism, which I thought was awesome.
Yeah. No, he's an animated guy, lots of energy, very, you know, he's actually really young. He looks way older than he is, but he was brilliant on CNBC, and he has a background. He came up working at Bloomberg, so he's got the finance coverage background, and there's some great quotes of him in his, sort of his transitional stage between leaving CNBC disgruntled and then coming back to MSNBC. He kind of let loose a little bit. It was interesting, but I was really disappointed in his show at MSNBC. I felt like it fell really flat, and I don't know. I think he got looped into being a liberal because he's on MSNBC, and I don't think of him that way. At least I didn't when he was on Fast Money. He didn't act like a liberal on that show.
Well, he praised competition, you know. And I remember in the healthcare sphere, you know, I mean, he saw that as a thing. I think he was a big advocate for opening up the exchanges across state lines, which is. I think Romney even was pushing that during the last election. Or at least it was in 2008. There were proposals by McCain to do so. Either way, not like a boilerplate, you know, liberal perspective in that respect.
All right, Assert, you're back. Are you there? Assert?
Hello.
Hi.
What?
You were on mute. Back.
Sorry, I was muted for so fucking long that I took it for granted for 1 second and put my phone down.
Oh, really?
However, hello, how are you doing?
I'm doing
We're
good.
We're in the green room, aren't we?
Totally, it's just you and me.
So, are we going to do what we usually do?
In the green room? Yeah, oh, for sure.
This is just like Bill O'Reilly, this is awful.
Okay, we'll do it live.
Do it live. Do it on stage.
Don't you love it when strip joints say live girls? I love that. Like, as opposed to dead ones. Just, oh, it's filling you in, you know. Girls was never
dead
enough.
Girls.
Dead girls. Dead
never
inside
enough.
Girls.
Never enough. God,
so, what,
you guys
so,
are...
Hey, guys. So hey
never
guys,
enough,
guys
I swear
you
to
heard
God.
That? Heard that incredible diss track by Nigger Christ?
You're
what
you're
is your take?
Nothing.
Girls are on timeout again. Panel, I want to throw this up at you. Are you guys following this whole KY Anonymous nonsense?
No, explain it to me. I don't know if the other guys are, but throw me a line here, Vince. What's up? You didn't give me much background. I do know who Jay Lederman is, though, and I thought it's hilarious that he was apparently throwing one of his own law partners under the bus doing that stuff.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on with his law partner, but it seems like his law partner can't keep a good stranglehold on his client. So Jay's got to turn to Twitter to fucking shut the guy up. But ever since he came out, he's just been milking the spotlight. I think he's raised something like $50,000, and he's trying to get $500,000 for a potential defense fund. And his lawyer is just sitting on the WePay account. So I don't know. He's just like, fuck it. I got all this money. I don't give a shit. He can say whatever he wants on Twitter. As long as the money keeps rolling in.
Yeah, I just want to say that as Ed Snowden, I got two people who offered me Bitcoin, and I didn't take it. Let's just leave aside the legal ramifications of that. I'm not really interested in diverting money from Ed Snowden's legal fund. Even though leaking NSA to secrets to the press is not a crime in China, of course, but go figure. But anyway, go on, Vince. Explain this to me, seriously.
Well, ever since he came out of the closet, he has been milking up the spotlight. Adrian Chen wrote a lavish, fawning, almost 300-page story for Gawker. If you get a chance, sit down. Maybe you have a weekend free. You should really sit down with that article that Adrian Chen wrote about KY Anonymous. That'll totally fill you in. But he's essentially getting ostracized by a certain sect of Anonymous and whatnot because he's fame fagging. He's capitalizing off of Anonymous, essentially. I think that's essentially what his crime is on the internet.
Just like Asher.
The white knight sex.
Just,
the white knight.
Just like every other anon on the internet. They found
true,
a way to...
but you know they're going. He's saving those poor little girls that are getting raped by internet mobs, right? These.
Oh yeah. I read a piece in Mother Jones from Josh Harkinson about this guy. Yeah. Well, God, you know, as everyone points out, isn't it a fucking shame that they're throwing a maximum sentence at him that's so much, which you won't get, but that's so much higher than these guys who actually raped people, you know.
But at the same time, the internet vigilante is such a stupid. Vince, I don't think Adrian Chen was really even being that fawning. By the time you get to the seventh page of that story, it kind of flips. And it
really
looked more like because there were a lot of bad ramifications and false stories and bad investigations, as always happens in these kind of vigilante and investigators. Some guy in his basement decides to be the private investigator and figure out and fix a bad situation just based on internet. The internet only is there really, and this guy's I don't know the specifics, but he's somehow screwed up things for the girl who's been raped, and she's not very thankful for what he's done or whatever. I don't know the specifics really, but Aaron Chen wasn't that fawning for him by the time you get to the end of his novel.
Yeah, I couldn't get to the end. It seems like
there are more humble foot soldiers here who are not anonymous, but who actually did help get the videos out. I think there's a rather relatively older woman, and I don't mean old woman, just bear with me, but who actually received her own degree of social retribution, not legal, but social retribution for really having it out for these guys. I mean, that whole story sounds to me like a sociological continuation of the whole Penn State, Syracuse University thing, if you guys know about that, where it's just like if you're this big old sports star, you can do X, Y, and Z just because sports are awesome. Whatever you do, the reason it's okay is because you're so athletic and you bring so much money to our little town. You know, I'm not saying the guy should capitalize on it. And again, like Kilgore, I don't know the details, but, you know, it's just jock crap, you know, that didn't help Columbine not happen. It didn't cause it, but it didn't help it not happen. You know, I'll say that. You know?
Yeah, but check this out, though. This kid gets raided, allegedly gets raided by the FBI or SWAT team or whatever, and immediately, you know, gives himself up as being KY Anonymous. And now there's some grand jury that's meeting to, you know, essentially, I think he's going to get some charges, but I think it's going to be stuff like conspiracy. It's not good because I don't think he did any hacks. But he's kind of living off of this mystique that he's, you know, he's this infamous hacker when he was really just more like, you know, more like Sabu was in a way for Lulzsec, just like the fucking head of the beast that's just, you know, barking out orders or whatever, and probably isn't hardly doing anything himself.
Well, I think that analogy is more true for Topiary than Hector, who, from my understanding, did have some technical capabilities to the extent that.
There you go.
You
yeah, Topiary is probably a better example. Yeah, he's more like the spokesperson. I get you. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I think Hector Montsegur had some modest capability, and indeed, it looks like a lot of what Lulzsec was capable of doing when they reached like 150,000 Twitter followers. Was really just encourage other people to get, you know, because they're waiting for you, as the song says, right? You know, they're encouraging you to help them DDoS. It's their ability to orchestrate and control mobs. And I mean, again, I don't know that much about the KY case, so I'll limit my analogy. I know that Tope is, as you agree, more accurate there.
I have a question about this guy, and you know, a lot of these white knights, they go on there and they're thinking that they're like saving girls from internet bullies and stuff, and like in this case, what, rapists? So what does this guy think is going to happen? These girls going to be like, you know, I really have a debt of gratitude. How can I pay you back, really? What do you want? Anything.
Sex.
Yeah.
Well, he's famous now for having saved a raped girl, so you would think that he has this choice of any girl on the internet, right? That's just the whole idea about. That's the whole thing. That's KY Anonymous right there for you. I mean, that's the whole classic white knight of the internet. But now he's like I shudder to hear him compared to Topiary, man. It's more like a Barrett Brown, except like he's out to save all these girls, these Amanda Todds of the world. He's out to save
them
all.
No, dude, he's not even into that, dude. He's a rapper. I think he actually has misogynistic lyrics, too.
Really?
I don't think it's interesting,
huh?
Yeah, it's not like rape. It's not like rape culture, like Nigger Christ type stuff. But I think there's some misogynistic lyrics. He's a rapper. Isn't he supposed to be misogynistic?
I don't mean to interrupt you, dude. Sorry, you've heard the song. Songs. I was just going to say that what happened with Barrett was by pretense, you know, not because of his collection of data on cybersecurity firms. That's the pretense, but rather because of him actually threatening an FBI agent who I hear may not exist, but either way, this person's kids. You know, so which is obviously super bad. I'd argue probably worse than, you know, Harkin, than KY in all likelihood. You know, but boy, I got to say, yeah, you know, KY, whatever he was doing, it involved minors, and that includes especially the rape victims. And unfortunately for all of us, these rapists were just under that magical 18 line where they have to face any, you know, serious consequences, you know, for what they did, you know. I'm certainly not prepared to demonize them to the extent that I would people who, you know, rape incapacitated women, you know. But
Tyler Bass is always willing to draw the line somewhere.
what do you call it? He's like Bear Brown because, you know, he's an internet superhero. He's a guy who goes online and is like, oh, hell yeah. Well, hey, you know, I can fucking use all, I can just use the internet to save the world, right? He's saving all these rape victims by his super awesome investigative powers or whatever the fuck is going on. He's got little hackers doing stuff for him, so being like, oh, well, because I'm in charge of this investigation, my little hacker buddy, Batcat, go hack this thing and that thing, and we'll find out the damn truth about what's going on. And what they end up getting is one piece of evidence, and they come up with these elaborate stories and theories about this shit that they're just these internet superheroes who don't know what the fuck they're doing. And they're all fucking bogus. Like Barrett Brown, my God, I've never seen a human brain cram so many conspiracy theories into its brain and still be able to function. I mean, it's amazing that he didn't crack down earlier, right? I mean, what the fuck, dude? How long can you keep going like that? But, yeah, basically KYNR is like that. Is my phone dead? Phone still
no,
alive?
No, we can hear you, man.
You're there. You're there. Assert, you're back. Your thoughts.
Hello?
I think she's Assert. There she is. Assert,
your thoughts.
I'm back.
You're back.
All right, fucking finally.
So you wanted to chime in?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, I wasn't listening to anything that anybody said.
The subject is, are you jelly of KY?
I think KY Anonymous is a piece of shit and should die in an age-related fire.
Agree or disagree?
I think KY is a false flag patsy. He's NSA, CIA, just like Snowden, bro. It's no coincidence.
Snowden right now.
Those two guys are working together hand and fist.
I think just talking about KY Anonymous is giving him too much credit. Like,
probably.
There is no reason to even bring him up. Like, I started to write an article about him last night. Earlier today.
Dude, why should anyone want to write an article about him? Adrian Chen
did
enough.
He wrote an article
for the entire internet.
Vince, it was obviously going to be a fucking satirical, mocking article, but, it just struck me halfway through. I'm like, why am I doing this? And I just fucking threw it in the trash can. I'm like, I'm not even bothered with this fucking idiot. Like, he's a fucking idiot. Like, you don't go further into the idiot spectrum than he does. And he's peak idiot. I don't know what else to say about him, but he's a fucking moron.
No doubt. Speaking of morons, we got Hammurabi's Code and Anon Sicko on the board. Their hands are not raised. But if you guys, we got about 30 minutes to go here. If you guys want to chime in, feel free to do so. I feel kind of weird. You guys just kind of like lurking there. But whatever. Some people just like to listen live via the phone line because there is a little bit of delay. It's not that bad. It's maybe like,
I like to listen on the phone. It's quicker. It's nicer.
You know,
it's more kind. It's like a fish show.
It's totally like a fish show.
You know,
like
a really good, with like a really good like recording. You know.
Absolutely.
Like a soundboard recording of a fish show.
Yeah. Like Bathtub Gin, Limestone, Maine, 8/17/97.
Bathtub Gin. Dude, you should listen. Oh, okay.
What? Listen, I should what?
Portland, 1999, Best Pub Gin, best one ever. Very underrated, completely amazing.
A is plus one in the hippie bands, jam bands?
No, not really.
Oh. Kilgore, are you into jam bands?
I've been in bands that have jammed.
That
not
count.
Jam bands.
Old Brutus.
No,
do you like the jam bands? Like, you know, Fish and Grateful Dead and Widespread and all those people? String Cheese.
I'm in the same position as Bill because we happen to play in the same band in the past. But to answer your question, no.
And same question, Tyler. Are you in the band too? Let me guess.
Yeah, take your guess.
You're in the band too, and you guys do jam, but you're not a jam band.
No, I'm not in a jam band. I'm actually going to say something hyper not cool. And that's that. I like Fish, but I don't like their live stuff. I just like their albums. I'm sorry.
Trolling.
No, I'm not. I'm not trolling. I'm sorry. If I hear a 20-minute version of a song, I don't care how high I may or may not be. It's just like I can't do it. I cannot do it. It's just unbearable.
No, I understand. I think Billy Breathes, like the title track. That album is one of the most profound guitar solos ever played. And I'm not even being, like, extravagant with that. I think that is amazing, but I don't know. I can listen to 21 songs of fucking noise jams from Mirthbow, fucking noise artists who just do bullshit for an hour and a half, like whatever. I don't know. It's different.
In the chat room, we're getting about blank. In the chat room says because Fish live doing a 45-minute tweezer is as fun as watching paint dry. Apparently, he's not a fan.
No, it's amazing. Vince, you know it's amazing.
Actually, you know what? Tweezer reprise is what you want then, because it's the same jam, but like 2 minutes though.
I mean, Jesus, if you guys listen to that fourth-term abortion called Yes, Do Anything Live,
I
mean,
I
it's
love
just
yes.
terrible. Oh,
yes,
I know, but when they do live shows, dude, come on, this is like, they are exactly part of the problem. I think they have great albums, you know, like, I'm the one guy who's like, Farmhouse, great album. Don't play anything you did off of that live. Don't. Just don't do it. God.
I like Yes because of Chris Squire. Chris Squire, their bass player, like his bass lines in those songs are so fucking epic, dude. He's awesome.
No, it's a great band. They should just like they're. I'm sorry, the studio work is better. I mean, oh god. I mean, like Trey Anastasio. I mean, I honestly, live just not a great singer. I really. It's like the difference between.
He's
like, I'm not talking about a jam band. But what are they called? Ocean Breaks Salty, won't you carry it in?
Modest Mouse.
I'm sorry, I've heard their live stuff. It's not just because they're extremely drunk, but it's not as good as their studio production, you know? It's like sad. Just sad.
It's not about listening to live recordings. It's about the live show itself. Totally different things.
Unless you, yeah.
I've seen Modest Mouse live, dude. They've got a lot of energy, but they play to a bunch of wallflowers.
I thought we were still talking about Fish. I'm sorry.
There is a big argument between experience and recording, which I agree with. You could have a totally different experience
and then listen to
the live recording and just have, like, completely vapid feelings toward everything, and somebody else will have a completely spiritual journey, you know.
Okay,
I love to agree with Asper and with Vince on this one, because Nirvana spoke to that with the video Smells Like Teen Spirit and the lyric, here we are now, entertain us. The people now, they just show up to the show, like Vince said, wallflowers. They're just standing there staring, waiting for the entertainment to make them feel something. when it's like it's up to you to be part of that energy. And if you go to a live show and you're not feeling it, then you shouldn't have
I dated a girl that was really into like all the indie rock and shit, and she took me all these shows, and some of these bands I actually liked a little bit live. Like, I thought Modest Mouse was good live. I thought they had good energy. Like I said, the crowd sucked. Like, I saw Built to Spill play. You know, I think they jam, and people just they just stand around. It's like you have to be. It's just so these people can go to work the next day and say, "Oh yeah, I was at the Built to Spill show." That's right. Yeah. It's
right. I had the same experience seeing Zappa play Zappa, which was amazing music. But at the same time, like, I wanted to get involved and, you know, have a certain experience instead of just crossing my arms and closing myself off and just hearing the music. And I wanted to experience that.
Hang on. I'm sorry, Assard. I have to interrupt you. I want to put somebody on.
I'm out.
2 minutes for iBots. iBots, 2 minutes for... complaining about the show. 2 minutes.
iBots, come on, man.
I think iBots has a point there. What were we talking about? Jam bands. We were talking about, like, Modest Mouse. I'm getting confused of what bands are we talking about.
When I brought up Modest Mouse, I was just saying bands who are actually very valuable on the albums but are not really good live. And that's a different point from what I was saying about Yes, and especially Fish, which is the largest offender here. I mean, I don't really like Fish. You don't really like Fish? I guess at a certain point they're kind of like, you got to the show, we already got your bunnies, sucker. We're drunk. Listen to this shit. I'm holding my
guitar.
You guys
are drunk too. If you're drunk too, it's the best, I guess. I don't know. I've never seen them.
Matter. All right, dudes, since I got all three of you here, Assert dropped off. Thank goodness. I hope she passed out. Is there anything else you guys got cooked up at that you're reporting on at Chronicle.su? What else is going on in the news that you guys are...
We got some Joseph Kony stories. You don't even know what's going to happen to Kony next. You'll never guess.
Oh, no. Hey, did any of you guys see that video of it was Glenn Beck on his show like 2 days ago? It's like, everybody, we have a professional whistleblower who's got to document the next 24 hours.
Oh yeah. When I was Ed Snowden, I tweeted that, being like, oh wow, you know, like, he's got to have your stuff.
And
that
now
I have,
two days later, what are you talking about, bro? That was 2 days ago. That's way over 24 hours. Nothing.
Yeah, I mean, how long is he
going to be in on it? He wants so bad to be in on it, you know, on the scene. It's ridiculous. And what's funny is he's gotten to the point where he's like totally just stealing everybody else's shtick. I mean, he's even moved to Texas and has his own little, you know, media empire. He's essentially Alex Jones light now. I think he's just satire now, maybe, and that's kind of his forte, because he came up being like a early morning shock jock and just a prankster. And I think that guy's trolling us.
Dude, I actually interviewed a guy named Alex Zychek who wrote a book about him called Common Nonsense. I wrote a review of this for the Buffalo Beast. And let me tell you a really good story about Glenn Beck. I want your listeners to hear this. So if you want to know the real dirt on Beck, back when he was like a nobody, pot smoking host, you talked about, I'm sure he probably still smokes and drinking too hard and using coke and all that. He actually called up the wife of a competing DJ at home. This is a true story. And he actually said to her after she just had a miscarriage, looks like your husband can't do anything right, including have a baby. Wow. Well, you know, there's, nice. That should tell you all you really need to know about Glenn Beck's, you know, ethics and morals and all this, you know, Book of Mormon bullshit thumping that he gets up to. You know, he just couldn't.
I don't
couldn't
believe
care
that, Tyler. He's been born again. He's been born again, and that's what his show is all about, is that people
Thank
can
you.
Be redeemed.
Thank
people
you
can be redeemed.
Thank you
Tyler.
For having the courage to say that. It was what I was thinking, and you had the courage to say it.
I mean, it's like Fitzgerald in hell. It's like, you know, in American Life, you can have 50,000 second chances, you know, this all this redemption crap. It's just like, don't blame me for anything I do because, but give me all the credit, even though God saved me from what I've done that's so wrong, you know, don't give me all the credit still, you know, that's the subtext. And he's been ripping off Alex Jones since, you know, day one at Fox when he went on that 5 o'clock program. And by the way, losing that Fox program, that was just a nick. You know, that was nothing to him, considering the kind of following he can get. People paying to listen to him, you know, still to this day, in the horde. And, you know, it's just not going to hurt him at all. I mean, he was like, flirting with that FEMA camp stuff. Like, even on Fox
mm-hmm.
and Friends,
oh, yeah.
talking about, he was expressing ambivalence about whether the government was going to, like, round us all up and put us in plastic fucking coffins. You know, like,
well, you don't know about the FEMA camps, Tyler? You don't know about the FEMA camps?
I mean, that's
a joke.
That's the that know. Stuff has gone. There was a congressional hearing like in the past couple of months. Like I forget which one it was, but it was in the House where, you know, like, and Alex Jones inspired all of this. It was like his final triumph or his biggest triumph ever. Where, like, because the government has been buying a ton of bullets to get, you know, to train local law enforcement because things are cheaper when you buy them in bulk. True story. Because the government, they worked it out. They have like 10 bullets for each one of us. And I was joking about this with Snowden. You know, that means that they're just going to round us up and execute us with like bullets. You know, which even the Nazis said was too demoralizing to their own soldiers to do. You know, that's how insane.
Oh, speaking of, Kilgore was just exterminated. He is no longer with us. I think his battery finally died on his phone. But he made it pretty far.
Shit.
Big ups to Kilgore for calling in. The guy has no power. He's been checking his internet stuff at the library. It's crazy.
Where he met a federal agent, by the way.
Oh, I thought he was.
And a young girl. Well, what do you think he was doing meeting with him?
Yeah. Figures. Okay, we got all right, Assert is back with plus one. What's up, guys?
He knows it's me. Hi, Vince.
Hi.
Hello, Vince. Hello,
Assert,
Vince.
You're gonna have to carry water for Kilgore. You have to carry water for Kilgore because he's
I'm
down and out.
I'm doing the voice.
Yeah,
I'm doing the voice
Gary
for Kilgore.
Yeah, Philip,
yes,
Gary Webb's telephone. They shot his phone in the head back of the head two times.
Have you heard about his legal troubles, his legal stripes? Yes, hello.
Okay, girls are on hold for a second. Hammurabi's Code, welcome to the show. What do you want to chime in about?
Nothing. I don't even know what the fuck you guys are talking about.
What's up, Hammurabi?
Hey, is that Sicko?
No, it's Tyler.
No.
How you doing?
No, that's
what's
that's,
up, Tyler?
Yeah, you're on with Old Brutus, Tyler Bass, and Assert at plus one. We're really interested.
It's a good group you got here. I wish you had
just,
Derek on.
You just missed Kilgore. He was on with us. His phone died, so he's gone.
Okay. How are you guys doing tonight?
Oh, we're doing great. We were talking earlier about this these parody accounts that the guys here all collaborated on.
Yeah, Hammurabi, you know what Michael Vick did to those dogs? Well, we basically wagged the dog to death. We took it by the tail and we wagged the shit and rustled it to death. And the media was in its mouth. And the media fell out of its mouth. That's the best analogy I can think of. A metaphor, rather.
Okay. So, what are these parody accounts? Because I don't know if I'm seeing this shit or not.
Well, you know about this Ed Snowden guy. I started this account, and, you know, I just started saying, like, really heavy Ron Paul stuff, saying Assange is a hero, Manning, Adam Kokesh is an American hero, and so am I, you know. And a lot of the media, they really liked it, because I think they wanted to imagine him as a caricature, if you will, you know. Especially a lot of people who are Democrats, and they want to defend what Obama's doing, and they want to think that the enemy of all of this is some Ron Paul guy, you know, who wants to, like, you know, throw our seniors out in the street and make them destitute, you know. And so that was just too good to exploit. It's too easy. And so they bought it, and they followed it in droves.
Nice.
Yeah, thanks. I learned a lot about it. I learned a lot about people, and I learned a lot about social dynamics. And, you know, I think it's really funny, and I didn't say this earlier, but all these people who went and thanked him, you know, if they want to go get employment right now and get clearances from the federal government, I mean, I'm not joking. I really think that might be a problem for them. You know, I mean, I think going on the record and thanking this guy, I think that could really come up later. You know what I mean? I don't know. Having shown up at the Manning trial a couple of times, you know, that would occur to me. I'm not really into trying to get a clearance set, but, you know, still.
Nice. I think we got green rooms.
No, you didn't. We're going to bring in, I think this might be the girls again. Asshurt, is that you?
Yes, hello.
Hi,
I'm Serious
Welcome
Business.
Back.
Yeah. Oh, really? What's up?
Yes, I'm trying to restrain myself and not say anything inflammatory or anything slightly outrageous, because I really don't want to get muted again. Fun.
Hey, guys, I just have one thing to say. This is plus one.
Yeah, hi, plus one.
It's really important, no matter whether you like people or hate people who are facing serious repression from the government, to be supportive. Because if you don't support people who are being fucked with by the FBI, they will flip. They will flip on you, and they will hurt your community. So even if you think KY is a douchebag, shut the fuck up, or he's going to fucking rat on everybody he came in contact with. That's it.
That's cool, because I didn't come in contact with him until I found out he was just some giant e-fag.
So Vince going to mute us now because somebody...
You have our
female
gratitude.
Personality.
No.
You fucked with
Vince,
the great powerful odds.
Vince, you got owned like a bitch a few nights ago.
When? How? Why? Hello? What was that? I missed that. What?
I said because...
Oh.
You little bitch. Literally.
I'm not.
Yeah, there's no reputation.
I am not a little bitch. You mean I'm figuratively...
Yes, you are.
A little bitch. I'm figuratively.
You are literally a little bitch.
No,
you are literally the biggest fucking bitch in the world.
Oh, you are out of line.
What is?
You know what? Not only did that wasn't even 2 minutes. She's gone. I hung up on her. That's enough. I'm tired of drunk. I'm tired of drunk ass hurt.
See, Vince, you really are a little bitch.
Look. Look, all right, okay, she gets time out. There we go, much better. Where's plus one? Oh, yeah. Oh, cancel. Let's go, boom. There you go, conspirators? Is that, how do you say that exactly? You guys know. You're
co-conspirators.
Yeah, both on timeout. Yeah, this is what I get. They infiltrate my show. You know, they have the entree because, of course, Assert, you know, was part of all this Edward Joseph Snowden, Greenwald, Glenn nonsense. And, you know, she comes in and then just subverts the show slowly but surely to the point where she's just she just berates me. And I can't. I can only take so much. I'm sorry. I apologize, people. I know a lot of people like Ass Hurt, but you guys missed it. A couple weeks ago, I banned her from the show. I said she will not be asked back on the program. But then
I remember that.
Yeah, yeah. Then Wrestle League twisted my arm for some exclusive interview. So I relented and said, okay, fine, Ass Hurt's back. But, you know, I run this show like a benevolent dictator. And, I don't know, man. I honestly just feel like I'm really close to just booting her altogether from the chat room again. I'm just not feeling it.
Well, you know, she helped out a little bit. I mean, I was glad to get her on. I actually had to restrain her in a little bit on the Snowden account when she said that Jews did 9/11. Which I personally found extremely funny, but I also earlier on in this I wanted to maintain a veneer of at least mild credulity. I mean, I still tweeted things like we were lied to about 9/11, which I knew would be red meat for basically everybody to retweet. But you know, I mean, honestly, from my perspective, it's not even her berating you. It's just that, you know, she's just talking over people. And, you know, if she wants to take a second to call you a little bitch or something, I mean, I guess democracy. But, I mean, it just, we can't hear anybody. I mean, that sucks. I feel you, Vin.
Yeah, I'm trying to conduct a broadcast. And she knows that. And yet she still antagonizes. She's a provocateur. And I don't appreciate it. All right, let's take, we got about 10 minutes to go. Somebody's got some hideous background noise. You got to work on that. Here's a caller, block number caller. You're on the air. Who's this? Hello?
Hey, Vince. What's up, man?
Hey, who's that?
It's Tariq Malik from PranknetNet. How you doing tonight?
Teak the Sneak? What?
What? Tariq.
What's your name, bro? Tariq
Malik. My Twitter, they know me on Twitter at Malik.
Oh, okay. What's up? What up, dude?
Not much, man. I'm just calling. You still have those guys from Chronicle SU on?
Yeah, yeah. There's two of them.
I'm
still
here.
Otis and Tyler. What's up?
Yeah, hey. How are you going to let that ginger motherfucker come and infiltrate your show like that, Vince?
That's what I'm saying. I should have seen it coming. It was my bad. I know. Good.
I mean, the second I heard a word come out of her mouth, I said, it's time to back up. It's time to call off the Palestinian forces. This bitch is drunk.
That's correct. That's correct.
And hey, I appreciate the hard work you do, Vince, and keep up the good work, man. Shout out to my homeboy, Nigga Christ. Peace.
All right, there he is, Tariq Malik. All right,
like
let's go to another.
I like that Tariq Malik had to check to make sure that we were still on the phone before he said that.
Yeah. Like, oh yeah, he wants to make sure.
He needed that.
Yeah. He's on your radar now, Tariq Malik. Watch out. Let's take another call. Block number caller, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hey, this is the Howard Stern show, right?
Dude, this is that Ace something or other, dude. What, this is
yeah,
not
yeah, yeah.
Ace,
like
Ace. What's up?
Dude, I'm drunk as fuck.
Yeah. What have you been drinking tonight?
I had like 4 Bud Platinums and a shitload of vodka. A whole lot.
Well, I'm glad that Bud Light saved you that trouble of going to buy limes for your Bud, you know. I mean, they're really thoughtful that way, you know.
Nothing wrong with enjoying a nice, cold, frosty beverage in the summer, the heat of the summer.
Yes, indeed.
I can relate to that.
I had like a tweet that you permanently banned Ass Hurt McFags. Is it true? Because I haven't been listening.
permanently banned her. No. As you'll notice, are you in my chat room right now?
No, actually, I'm in the bathroom on the floor.
Okay. Well, she's in my chat room right now, and I put her on timeout, and now she's off timeout. So she's not been banned from the show. She is sensationalizing on Twitter. Come on. She's a troll. She's trolling. Yeah.
She fucking owes me, like, money and pictures and shit, man. It's ridiculous.
Take a number, bro.
Yeah, well, I'll share them with you whenever I get them. If I get them.
Word up, yeah. Word up. I have some nudes we can trade. We'll talk off air.
Hell yeah, let's do that.
Sweet. All right, let's take another call. Block number. Caller, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hello.
Hi, who's that?
Hi, it's Ashford.
All right.
What's popping, Vin?
What's popping?
Oh, nothing up. Nothing's popping. We are getting ready to wind down.
I hear you guys want my nudes. Like, what the fuck? I can just give them to you if you want, like, to fucking go through, like,
All right.
I'll just give them to you.
Thank you.
On your banner, and it'll be great, and we can all have fun.
Sweet.
That's pretty nice.
Okay.
Pictures at the Meg Whitman Walker Clinic is just down the street from me. I mean, it's always open. Doors are always open.
That didn't make sense, but
I hope the joke made
some people happy, hopefully.
Jamie?
Yes, sir.
Where is my picture at? It's been 3 weeks, man. Come on.
3 weeks?
Yeah, it's been like, I don't know, 27 days or something.
What are you seeing, man?
Are you confused right now? Cause
no, I'm very confused. I would like you to explain what you're saying.
Well, maybe if you go to your Tumblr and go through the demands, not the questions, because I don't ask questions. I demand things.
You demand things.
Like a man. He demands them.
Okay,
hold on. Plus one is fucking pulling at my hand.
He wants that pussy.
All right, look. We got five. We got less than 5 minutes.
I have one more point of serious business real quick.
Yeah, go ahead.
No.
Everyone should know that it is a felony to lie to the FBI. If the FBI comes and fucks with you, you should never talk to them. Just tell them your lawyer will get back to them, even if you don't have one. That's it.
Totally. Never talk to the FBI, even if you are absolutely 100% certain you are not guilty of anything. Just
you
say
hear
nope.
That, Kilgore? Oh, wait.
I won't talk to you until I have an attorney present. Just period.
You will be Randy Weaver, quickly.
What?
You'll be Randy Weaver. You know Ruby Ridge, man.
Ruby Ridge, bro.
Ruby Ridge.
Okay, quickly. Final thoughts. Old Brutus, final thoughts on
Old Brutus, Vince, hey, man, it's been great talking to you again and being on your show. I really enjoyed this. We'll do it again sometime here real soon in the near future. Follow me on Twitter at HateSec. I'm Old Brutus of Chronicle.su, Lebel Droker Incorporated, Hate Radio, home of the Hatenist Half Hour on the Internet, which, in fact, is in a temporary hiatus. Vince, I love you, man, and I've had a great time talking to you, and it's always a pleasure to be on your show, and I'm so glad to be back. Thank you.
Right on. Glad to have you back. Tyler Bass, final thoughts.
Hey, Vince, of course, always great to be on the show. You should follow me, Tyler Bass, on Twitter, as I helped create the Edstone account. Just another national security nerd in the cult of national security. You should join the Chronicle cult at ChronicleSU on Twitter, and, of course, follow me. Follow me into the doom pit, where we'll all be nice and safe. Nice and safe in the fire. It's been great.
Right on. Hammurabi's Code, your final thoughts.
Pet kitties. Be nice to Vince. He bans from shows. Beat your dicks. State Gucci, Tussle League, 40 ounce, blah, America.
Appreciate the call. Thanks, Hammy. Ace, final thoughts.
Yeah, everybody wants to touch on the FBI stuff. I have a little tip of advice for everybody. If you're going to be a dumbass and want to be anonymous with your Guy Fawkes mask, do not upload pictures to Twitter that you have taken with your fucking location settings on. That's just asking to be banned. All they have to do is...
they're fucking shit, dude.
Yeah. There's a few people that's made that mistake tonight.
That's for damn sure. Well, I appreciate you calling in, Ace. Thank you very much. And no, this is the Howard Stern. This is not the Howard Stern show.
Yes, it is.
No. Okay, and really quick, answer MacFags.
Hey guys, so I just want to say.
Yeah.
I just want to say thanks for having me on as usual and not doing anything malicious to my connection. You're just always a pleasant host. And I am honored to be a part of your show each and every time. Plus One wants to send her greatest gratitude. And, you know, we're up all night to get fucking lucky.
Very nice. Thank you very much. Appreciate the call. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Big ups to the people.
You're gay and you're a faggot. I hope you die, Vince.
Assert, MacFags, Crappy Teabags, Hammer Robbie's Code, iBots, Lebel Doser, I'm not going to say that literally. No, fuck that. Melissa 13, Niggers
fuck
and Parents, plus One, Script Squid, Sea
fuck
Panther.
You.
Shadowfly, Sicko Radio. Sorry we couldn't get to Sicko. Terry X and Your Anus News. All right, folks. Good night. Peace out. Follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/Vince of the Bay. Peace out.
Results and Herman Cain is in the White House, we'll all be able to say, free at last, free at last. Thank God Almighty, this nation is free at last again.
Surprise, niggas!
Thank you very much.